Do you think we get through this decade without a massive attack on the homeland?
I doubt it. I doubt it. I think there will be another attack. And the next time, I think it's likely to be far deadlier than the last one. Imagine what would happen if somebody could smuggle a nuclear device, put it in a shipping container, and drive it down the Beltway outside Washington, D.C.
By the way, if that were to happen, do you see the government reconstituting? Because it would have to be military rule for a period of time, at least.
Well, there was some years ago a program called the Continuity of Government Program. It was part of the Cold War strategy that we pursued here, and it involved having a government in waiting, if you will, ready to go in the event of a nuclear attack on the United States, so that we could always maintain the constitutional-based governmental authority. I was part of that program for several years, a lot of it, I'm sure, is probably still classified, but it was very, very important, and we operated and actually trained under circumstances of how would we go about providing for a government to survive if we're having nuclear weapons from the Soviet Union falling all over the country.